gang.
Welcome back, you guys. Episode 60 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. How you guys doing? Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you guys. Well, hey there. It is early February. And guess what that means, you guys? It's my 2 year. I don't think I'm doing anything special. I don't think I'm even going to make a special title. I was thinking maybe I'll do it next week. I don't know. Maybe I'll say 2 year carniversary and celebrate, but I'm pretty much there. So I think we'll talk about it. It's February 7th is when I officially started, if I recall correctly. And so that'll come up this week. And yeah, it's been 2 years for me. So how about that, huh? 2 years and nothing but animal products. So let's talk about this week. So this week, it's been a great week. Hope you guys have had a great week. I've had a really good one. I'm a little sick. So as you guys know, I had sort of a short week or whatever. I got back from my trip to San Diego and I've had, you know, every time I go down there and surf, I get like sort of a hitch in the back of my throat. I can always tell I get something from the water there. Sometimes it's just a little burning in my throat, little swollen throat, lasts a few days, and this time it came on that way. And now I'm not real sick, but I've got a little snuffle. I'm a little bit, my sinuses are a little stuffed up, my throat's a little swollen, and I haven't looked at my stingray this morning, my stingray ding. but it looks really good, and I feel really fortunate about that because one of my biggest concerns with that, you know, it's like a nail going into your foot, and my biggest concerns was getting an infection there. And so I feel really lucky. It closed up in a few days. It's a little bit pink. I don't think I'm totally out of the woods. It's been 1 week since I got stung, but it's not weeping and it's pretty closed up. It's a little bit bright pink and a little bit itchy, but I think that's to be expected. It's a pretty deep puncture wound. So I'm really hoping, knock on wood, that I'm out of the woods there. I talked to my friend this week, who's from down there and got a little firsthand knowledge. He's been stung a few times being a regular surfer. I think it's just par for the course if you surf enough down there. And he said both times he was stung, he contracted staph, infection. So yeah, I'm feeling really fortunate at the moment, that I just have a little tickle in my throat and a little snuffle in my upagus, I guess it were, as it were. So I'm I'm doing great. I've had a great week. It's been pretty mellow. I worked a little bit. It was warm. I got a lot done. I took care of a lot of sort of managing my just things I needed to take care of. You know, stupid stuff, oil changes and haircut, car washes and running around town and taking care of errands, you know, first of the month type stuff. So kind of got myself all situated and ready for the next phase here. I'm going to be probably wrapping up one boat, maybe not totally this week, but getting in there and putting in hopefully quite a few hours and sort of doing the last big chunk of work on the Bristol Bay fishing boat. It's been warm here and it's been nice, but it's about to get really cold. According to the weather, we're supposed to have a real cold week and maybe even some snow, which we haven't had this year, which is somewhat unusual. So I'm looking forward to the week. I'm kind of settled in and ready for some snow if it happens. I hope it does. I'd love to just kind of hunker down for a few days and enjoy a winter scene, which I haven't gotten to see yet, but we'll see. I'm feeling great, doing good. I did something interesting. You know, it's been, let's talk about food, because it's been an interesting week for me food-wise. I'm in a little bit of a transition right now, and so let's talk about that. So as you guys know, I've been eating my own homegrown beef and lamb. Excuse me, I got sleep in my eyes. It's early. It's not even 7 yet. I'm all excited for the day. So I'm up and at them. But yeah, I've been eating my own homegrown beef and lamb almost exclusively, as you guys know, since the end of August, the beginning of September. And very few deviations, obviously, on my trips. I was eating none of that, but and pretty much only fast food. And but for the most part, I've been eating my own homegrown stuff. So I ate the last of it right before my trip to San Diego. I went to San Diego. As you guys know, I didn't eat a whole lot down there. So I came home pretty short on energy. And all week, I've sort of been struggling with meals a little bit. And I don't mean that in any, like, I don't know what to do anymore. But just that, you know, I'm still, I have some sort of, now I'm down, the bottom of my freezer is kind of like, doesn't have the stuff I want, really. You know, I was mixing my beef and lamb and making burgers. Now I've just got a little bit of lamb left, maybe 10 or 15 pounds of ground lamb in 1 pound packs left. And I got to admit, I don't really, it's not that I dislike it, but it's not my favorite. I don't like just the plain lamb burgers. I won't eat a whole lot of them, and it seems to be hard to fill up on them. So I've got lamb, and then the only other thing in there is kind of a whole bunch of soup bones and lamb neck and a few little short ribs. But the way my butcher cuts the short ribs, they're just little chunks. They're almost like soup bones. There's not much meat on them. I finished off the lamb ribs. So I'm really just kind of down to sort of the bony bits. And so this week I was trying to kind of clean out the freezer and live off those bones and ground lamb. And I did okay. I've eaten quite a bit of marrow this week. And I've roasted a lot of those bones. But, you know, I would get to the end of the day and I'd kind of be picking at them and there just wasn't much meat on them. And so I made it to yesterday and I started to recognize the writing on the wall that I was going to be hungry. And, you know, I've kind of been hungry, not hungry all week, but just sort of unsatisfied, right? Because I wasn't getting my big load of hamburgers that I usually get at least once a day. It seems like I can eat some other stuff for a day or two, but if I don't really pile in the meat on, you know, someday, it eventually catches up to me. So anyways, kind of yesterday, I was sort of hungry, feeling a little unsatisfied, and I started thinking about it being my 2-year and today's football game, which I'm going to hopefully watch. We'll see. I'm not that excited about it. But anyways, it sort of kind of got me thinking about doing some different stuff. So I went to the store yesterday. You guys are going to laugh. I bought some variety of stuff I don't usually eat. So I bought a little bit of cheese. I bought a little goat cheese, a little goat cheddar. And I bought a little bit of aged regular cheddar. And I bought some processed meats. I bought like an uncured salami kind of thing. I think it's a prosciutto or something else. Something like that. Salami, basically. It was the cleanest one I could find. It had very little in it. And I actually bought an uncured pepperoni as well. And that one had nothing too bad. You know, it had sugar, maybe 5 or 6 ingredients down and a few other things. But it looked pretty all natural. And so that's a real deviation. I haven't had anything with spices or flavor like that in any significant amounts for, you know, since I started. And I bought some bacon. And I think that's it. And then I bought some beef. So basically beef. And then the things that my deviation was cheese, a little bit of processed meats and some bacon. And, you know, I just was sort of, like I said, kind of craving something. I haven't been eating enough. I haven't been full. I haven't been getting enough fat. And so the cheese and the bacon is, you know, was really sort of tempting me. And also, you know, I know from experiments in the past, these things do make me deteriorate in various ways. Nothing too bad. But I just kind of felt like 2 years in, I'm stable. I know what it's like eating only beef. That's sort of my home base. I'll always be able to go back there and get to a safe spot, as it were. But I thought, you know, why not do a little experimenting right now and just see where it takes me. One of the reasons, you know, obviously part of it's just the human brain, right? Needing to get boredom, I guess. I don't really feel food boredom, but I, you know, certainly it was something like that that made me go to the store and do something differently. But one of the things, one of the rationalizations, let's say, I won't say it's like a reason I went and did it, but one of the ways I rationalized it is that, you know, I'd like to expand my horizons a little bit. so that I can do that when I'm out on the road. And I'd like to sort of know generally what to expect. I mean, I have a pretty good idea. I've certainly done enough testing over the years, but I kind of want to just put myself in, you know, a situation where I eat a lot of cheese and maybe some processed meats and things, and see how it affects me here, so that should I go traveling like I've been talking about, that I can maybe enjoy some of those things, you know, some of the, you know, for instance, if I were to go traveling in Europe, you know, obviously some of the salamis and processed meats and things are real iconic to each region. Every region seems to have its own specialty, and cheese is certainly, you know, and so I'd love to be able to enjoy those things as you know, part of traveling is enjoying the culture, you know, and part of enjoying the culture of an area is enjoying their foods and flavors. And if I can do that at some small level, then, you know, I think that'll increase my enjoyment of traveling and, you know, give me something to do. It's one of the things about traveling when you don't, I've touched on it before, but traveling when you're pure ZC, there's not a lot to do in terms of drinking and eating, which tends to be what you do most of. So, anyways, yeah, it's just something that, I'm not going to expand, what I eat on a regular basis. I don't see myself making cheese a daily thing regularly, and I don't see making, you know, salamis a regular thing daily. And I already have had this sort of in my rules, as it were, that those things were allowed but occasional. So I haven't really changed much, but I guess I'm just sort of, wanting to verify, check in on myself, see how some different things make me feel. And sort of just get a real solid foundation of what to expect if I deviate when I'm out on the road, as it were. So I did. I got home last night and I ate, probably 2 or 3 ounces of the goat cheese and some of the salami, maybe that much of that, 4 ounces or so, an ounce of the pepperoni. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And I didn't really have any repercussions last night, a little bit of gurgling, but nothing out of the ordinary. And then this morning, maybe a little bit of difference, maybe a little bit of, maybe I stayed on the, you know, in the bathroom a little bit longer. But I feel great. I feel fine. I'm sure that things will change a little bit with my bathroom habits. Usually it leads me to use the bathroom in the afternoon as well, more than once a day, which the beef, you know, gets me to a real regular place. And usually when I add things, it changes it a bit, but we'll see how it goes. Shouldn't be a big deal, but I'm excited, to be honest with you, to be pushing things a little bit. And yeah, I think I'll probably continue to do that. Like I say, I don't see myself adding things, or changing things in terms of my day-to-day. I'm just really satisfied and recognize that it seems like, anyways, I feel best on the simplest of diets. You know, just beef and water seems to do me best. But ideally, yeah, it'd be nice to be able to go out with friends and have a cheese board or something like that. So that's feeling great. I mean, I'm actually sort of excited about that, my new casual attitude. And that brings me to another aspect of that. You know, in the past, one of the reasons, most of it was about how I would feel and my bathroom habits and things like that. But one of the reasons in the past I would abstain from things like that was also, you know, that I was trying to get a place where I was stable with my weight and body composition as well. As you guys know, I chased that for years, and I've really let that go in this last year. It's really interesting. One of my 2-year, you know, milestones here that I've really noticed is that sort of falling away of the caring much about that. And it's not that I don't care anymore. It's just that I notice I don't need to manage it. You know, I'm happy with my body composition on a day-to-day basis. I'm not worried about my weight at all. If anything, I probably could add a little weight. I have continually been sort of trying to gain muscle weight over the last few years, and I'm getting stronger, but the scale, when the rare times I do weigh myself, you know, I'm not gaining any weight. So I think the last time I weighed myself, I had lost weight. I was back down to 135. So I'm not at all concerned about weight. And if anything, I probably could use to add a little bit. So that's one of the reasons as well in the past that I didn't want to make cheese or things like that are part of my regular diet. Like I said, I'm not going to make them regular diet, but you know, I do feel, pretty free to eat, you know, whatever I want in whatever quantities I want with regards to energy intake. I'm definitely not in a place where I need to restrict. And that kind of brings me to sort of an overall observation about myself on zero carb. And that is that, you know, if I have a concern with regards to my weight or my body composition, you know, it's really reversed since I started zero carb. In the past, if I didn't watch what I eat, over time, my weight would creep up and I would then find myself a situation where I would have to consciously manage it to get back down. Now, with zero carb, it seems like exactly the opposite is true. If I don't manage and watch my weight and my intake, my weight creeps down and I tend to lose weight and end up getting real thin. I mean, I was really lean with visible abs a month ago when I weighed in about 135. And that was after the holidays where I didn't eat much. You know, I kind of didn't eat my normal. I was visiting family, and my travels where I wasn't eating my normal. Went from traveling right to Thanksgiving, home for a few weeks, right to the Christmas. So there was a few weeks there, quite a while there, where I was really sort of not eating to my plan, to what I normally would eat on a when I'm stable and home and can eat 3 or 4 pounds a day. So I was out on the road just eating whatever, visiting and eating whatever. And I did. I lost quite a bit of weight. I got real lean. And so now I've been trying to kind of gain that back. So that's really interesting to me to be in a complete, when I was 44, before I found ZC, 45, I had to be very careful. I could eat without counting calories and without watching my weight, but over time, over months, I would find myself 5 pounds, 10 pounds heavier, and then I would have to manage and pay very careful attention to get back down. So pretty nice to be going the other way. A little bit, there's pros and cons there. It's not all positive. I mean, we were down in California, I didn't surf that Saturday night because I was chill and low energy. And when I told my friend's sister that, I saw her sort of look me up and down and say, "I bet you're cold and don't have energy," she didn't make any judgments, but I could sort of see the wheels turning, and I would agree with her perspective. Not, I'm assuming her perspective, so it's not fair, but I got a glimpse of a new perspective, and that is, hey, Matt, maybe this isn't the greatest way of eating. You have to work pretty hard to ensure you have enough energy on a daily basis. And so that was interesting. I could kind of see the other side of the coin, you could just have a donut and instantly put yourself over the top in terms of energy surplus. So, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not planning on doing that. I don't have any concerns about it. I tend to be able to keep my weight right where I want it. But, some of my friends who have tried it have said keeping their weight up was the hardest part for them. And they're busy people. So I can see that, if you're real busy running around and especially if things like cheese didn't agree with you, it might be harder to keep your weight up. And some of the long-term heroes of zero carb, I won't mention any names, but there's a few of the long-termers that I look at, and not to be rude, but I, use that old quote, that person could use a sandwich. I don't think they could use a sandwich, but they might, maybe could use some bit more bacon. At any rate, I don't feel like being ultra lean is the ultimate model of health. And I feel best when I have a little bit of leeway there. And I noticed that as I commenting on this last weekend, when I just felt sort of low energy and cold, when I didn't have enough energy in me. And I know that I was getting down to a real low body fat as well from my, inability to stay consistent with what I'd been eating. So over the past few months. So anyways, that's an interesting observation, and for the most part, it's a real positive one. I mean, I love the way I look these days. My body composition meets my goals, and that's a first for me in my whole life. After almost 50 years of being on this world, you know, I like how my body looks, and I don't have to think about it to manage it. Now, that's not entirely true. I have to think about it because I only eat ZC, but that's my way of eating now. It isn't anything that I do think about or sacrifice to do. So, yeah. So anyways, there's that. Boy, you can really hear my cold and my sinuses. I apologize for that. So, yeah. So it's been a great week. It's been a wonderful, winter stretch I've had here, getting to sort of break out of my routine and do some different stuff. Heading into another big boat build job, hoping to get some more hours and dig in a little harder. This week is going to be tough. It's going to be 20 degrees in the boat, so we'll see how many hours I get. But I'm looking forward to this next month or two of spring. I'm kind of settled in. I'm financially sort of stable. I've got my planning going again. And so I'm really looking forward to filling the coffers and getting myself ready for some summertime fun, I guess, as it were. And springtime, you know, around the ranch is always a lovely time. So I'm looking forward to getting the excavator out and doing some landscaping and, you know, taking care of some things I haven't taken care of. I just have a lot of great goals. I'm really looking forward to the future. And boy, that's such a change from the old days when I was so depressed. So that's one of the things that's hard to reflect on, you guys. I'm in such a better place than I was before I started Zero Carb. And Zero Carb is the reason, and it has been so profound. When I do these things weekly, though, I've just been feeling so good. I just sort of reflect on all the good little things. It's so hard to always remember how far I've come. And I look back, and I am so thankful. And I've been doing that a bit this week. I've been remembering being so fatigued I couldn't work, and being so fatigued that I was spending all but 2 or 4 hours of the day in bed. My hands didn't work because my joints were so inflamed and I was in so much pain. I was so depressed. My brain was just a disaster. I couldn't see the future clearly. I couldn't make goals. It's just unbelievable, to be honest with you. I was a different person. I was in such a different place. So, I am so thankful, you know, still each and every day. I'm still getting up and just giving thanks for every day I'm given. I'm so fortunate to have found this way of eating and this simple change that has just given me my life back. So this week, you know, I didn't work a lot. I've been trying not to spend money. So one of the things I've been working real hard on this spring that I always do work hard on, because it's something that I need to work on, is just being here now and being in the moment. And so if I can help any of you carnivores, you know, get through these first months, if that's where you're at, or, you know, if there's any piece of advice I can give you other than just setting goals and, you know, being, you know, going carnivore, the main one is the biggest thing in my life that's not talking very well. One of the practices that's brought me the most profound positive change in my life is really the practice of just being here now. Some, you know, whether it's not practical, it's not probably meditation as it were, but just that focus of being here, present in the moment, enjoying every minute that I've got here, and being thankful for it. And observing, you know, how special it is. It's just a practice that I work on every day. And the more I do it, the better I get. But it's constantly and consistently a challenge. But I'm, you know, being zero carb, you know, one of the things that's brought to my life is a whole lot of time and opportunity. You know, in the past, I would have so much to do with gardening and cooking and shopping and planning meals and a big kitchen full of stuff. And it sounds funny, but that was a huge part of my life and it took up a huge amount of time. And so getting rid of that, I find myself with a lot more time. And, you know, it's easy to make yourself busy. It's easy to rush around, and it's easy to just not appreciate the little moments in life. And the fact that each day is a gift, and that there's really nothing to do other than stay in that moment and be positive, be appreciative. And that just seems to make everything else smooth. So, you know, go smoothly. So I'm not articulating very well this morning, but you guys know my deal. You guys know what I'm saying. And I'll give you one of my best tips for staying in the moment. And that is just to observe, just to look around you. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you're worrying about what's coming down the road, if you're, thinking about your schedule or a busy day or how you're going to do it, just stop and look around and just look at the light, you know, playing about the room and observe, you know, it's raining outside. Those leaves are blowing around. The buds are coming out. I'm starting to see the first signs of spring. I can feel the wind behind, you know, tickling my wet ear as I walk outside. You know, just observe what you can see and feel and hear, and put yourself in that moment and just be there, you know, just be thankful for right now. Because right now, you know, looking around, when I'm worried, when I have things on my mind that I can't change, especially like when I was sick, couldn't get to the doctor, knew that there was something, you know, causing me a lot of anxiety up around the corner that I couldn't see. The most important thing was just to focus on what I could see and to be thankful and pay attention to it. And so, you know, just to recognize that I'm warm here in my house, I can feel the fire over my shoulder. And this moment, you know, I may have things to worry about up ahead, but right now there's nothing wrong. I'm warm, I'm fed, you know, I'm happy in this moment. I'm content. I have everything I need. And that's been so helpful to me, to keep my head in the present rather than in the future that doesn't exist yet, or in the past that already existed, no longer exists. There's only right now. And all we can do is make it as good as possible. And the way that I make it as good as possible is by trying to stay right in this moment, positive, recognizing how good it is to be here and how fortunate I am. And how very few problems I have right at this moment. So, anyways, there's a little tidbit from my life. So, I think I'm going to go, you guys. It's coming up on 7:15. It's getting light out there. It's supposed to start snowing maybe soon. It's 34 outside, so we got to lose a few degrees. But I think it's supposed to get real cold. So, I'm going to go get on with my day. See if I can figure out if I can watch the football game or not. Mostly just hang out, stay right here in this now, and just enjoy it. Feel really fortunate. And one of the things I'm so thankful for, as always, you guys, is all of you, this wonderful community, and all of your support and comments. So I can't thank you enough. You guys have really, really, really been probably the biggest factor in me being here now and getting to where I am. So I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and watching. And maybe I'll think about this week. Maybe we'll do a special two-year carnivorsary episode next week. Hopefully I'll be over my snuffles. And maybe not. Maybe we'll just do episode 61. Keep right on rolling. We'll see. I guess it depends on how the week goes. But I hope you guys have a great one. Hope you guys are feeling healthy and positive, staying in the moment, and excited about the future. And yeah, those of you who are new to ZC, if you made it through your first month, let me know how you did. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Tips or tricks. Yeah. And I guess that's enough for now. So as always, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching. And I'll check in with you next week. And hope you guys have a great week. All right. Thanks, you guys. See ya.